This call is now being recorded.
Katie.
Bill.
I thought they were fixed.
They were not.
Well, I think Kanye just wants to date himself, but since he can't do that, he's like, what's
next? He can kind of, we're like grandmas, you know, but young.
Yes, we're young grandmas.
Hey guys, it's Katie.
And Candace. And this is,
well,
we tried.
I don't think
that'll ever not be awkward.
So for today's episode, we thought it would be kind of fun if we took an Enneagram test together. Talking to a friend the other day because I was like trying to prepare like slightly for this as much as one could. And I was like, what's your Enneagram, blah, blah, blah. And I feel like Enneagrams, basically for those who don't know, it's like just a personality test, right? And there's like 9 different ones you could get. And I've seen them on Instagram has like a bunch of like accounts with Enneagrams that you could be like you have like your main Enneagram and then you have like a sub Enneagram. I don't know much about that part, but I feel like it's just like a modern day like zodiac sign.
Yeah. Basically.
You know, people go, oh, I'm a Gemini, so I'm blah, 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 blah.
People like rely so hardcore on their zodiac sign.
They do.
Like almost to the point where I'm like, okay, that could just be a you thing. Like I've met plenty of people who aren't, you know, a Libra who also do that. I'm like, oh no, it's because we're Libra. I'm like, okay.
I hate when people use it for dating where they're just like, oh, he's a Leo and I just don't think this is gonna work. And I'm just like, chill. Like you could be silly about it because it's kind of fun and sometimes they're like accurate and sometimes they're not.
Yeah.
You take it so seriously.
Well, sometimes they're like super scary accurate or I'm like, I can do that. But like, I also feel like you can just be other things too. Like you can, like, I feel like your zodiac, because I've read and they have that big old book about like the zodiac Bible. And
everything.
And like, I've seen like pages. I'm a Virgo and I've like read things. I'm like, wow, that's pretty accurate, not gonna lie. But like, I've also read things in other zodiacs, so I'm like, actually that's a little bit more accurate than what it said for me on Virgo. But like, it's like whatever your zodiac sign is, like maybe has more accuracies, but like I feel like we're all a mix of like, if you're Virgo but you get raised by a bunch of like Leos, like I'm pretty sure you're gonna have Leo tendencies because that's your environment. So I feel like we're a mix of like what, like you're a product of your environment. So like
like nurture versus nature kind of a thing.
So I just feel like people who use that as like their like everything, I'm like, okay, but
Well, and that's kind of why I like Enneagrams, and I think why a lot of like Enneagrams are really popular. It's because zodiac signs, it's like, okay, well, this is when you're bored, so this is just, like, your personality. Versus, like, Enneagrams, it's like, okay, what is your personality?
Yeah.
You know, it's like they're taking your personality and defining it versus, like, defining you and just giving you your personality.
Mm-hmm. Very true, very true. With that being said, do you want to go ahead and start?
Yeah, let's do it.
And you guys, we can, we can leave a link in our little bio for this episode. So if you want to take this exact same test, I'll go ahead and leave that link in there so that you can go and take this test, or you and your friend can take this test, and like maybe you can see why you guys are always clashing or why you guys are like the best of friends in the whole entire world. Maybe it has to do with your personalities.
And then drop below in the comments or DM us and tell us what your Enneagram type is.
Yeah, we want to know. We want to know. Okay. Let me scroll. All right. Question number one. Oh my God. I hate tests. I have test anxiety. So like part of me is like, I didn't study.
Can I use my notes?
Yeah, it's an open book, guys. Okay. Okay. First question. I strive for perfection. And just so you guys can see, like the format of the test is like a rating scale. So it's like inaccurate, kind of inaccurate, neutral, kind of accurate, very accurate type thing.
Yeah, it's like 5 options.
Okay, so I strive for perfection. Well, yes.
I really don't. I don't know. Like, I kind of do, but kind of just like,
Okay, I put like the kind of accurate, not like the 100% accurate. No, I think that's me being generous because I do strive. But I've learned, especially now that I've gone through college, I've learned that sometimes I just accept like crap because I don't want to do it no more.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. I work hard to be helpful to others.
Yeah.
That's accurate. No, I hate everybody. It's important to me that other people like me. I do care about what people think. I'm not even gonna like sit here and be like,
yeah,
I don't even care what you think. Like, I do.
But it's like, I'm not gonna like be super stressed if people don't like me, because it's like nothing I can do about it. But mm-hmm. I mean, I still want people to like me.
I just put the like slightly inaccurate.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, slightly accurate.
Yeah.
Because, like, I don't, especially when you get into, like, leadership roles, you lose mm-hmm. that, like, strong desire. Because you're like, no, I need to get things done. I don't care if you don't like me or not. Like, this is what we're going to do. Okay.
Yeah.
It's important to me to achieve great things. Yes. Okay. I make more significant contributions than the average person.
What does that even mean? Like, I kind of go above and beyond?
I think it means, like, you kind of think of it as like in a group project, like you make more contributions than like an average person. Like an average person would say like, okay, everyone, or like, okay, everyone pitch in $5 for, you know, pizza. God damn, that's expensive. Okay, $5 for pizza. And you're like, okay, I'll just pitch in 10. And you're like, okay. Like, the average person would just pitch in $5. Like,
you're kind of thinking out for the whole group versus just like yourself, like covering your own butt.
Kind of, yeah.
I feel my emotions very deeply.
Oh. Do I feel my emotions?
Yeah, I think I do. I kind of analyze myself all the time. I feel like I'm like my own therapist, you know?
How are we feeling today? We're feeling good. Okay.
How do you feel about that?
I have a sense that other people will never truly understand me.
Wow. I mean, I feel like it's to a point.
Yeah, I feel like people, the word that throws me off is never. I feel like people right now might not understand me, but they will understand me. They just might not see the picture that I have.
Oh.
You know?
Yeah. Like when they look back.
I'm slightly inaccurate on that one. I feel like they will eventually, just maybe not now.
Have you ever taken quizzes similar to this, like personality quizzes, and you just like end up doing neutral for a lot of them and you start getting like really nervous?
Yeah,
you're, like, you're just like, oh, these results are gonna be weird.
So you're like, you're kind of this and kind of
deeply
this.
About things. Yeah. We don't really know.
Please take it again. They take the neutral option away. I think deeply about things. Oh, I'm a deep thinker. But only about certain things. Like I said, about things, not everything.
Sometimes I just kind of like, it's like I think deeply about other things, and then other times I'm just like super laid back. I'm like, whatever. Like, I just go with the flow.
Yeah. Like, it really just depends on the topic. Like, what is it that I'm trying to think about?
Yeah. Because it's like, I don't have any control over it. So why am I going to think about it so much?
I'm prepared for any disaster.
Are you prepared for zombies right now, Candace?
No, I'm not.
What does that mean?
So, like, if my house were to just catch on fire right now, I would not be prepared. I mean, I figured I would be able to get out, but I'm not prepared.
I always think about, like, what is, like, the thing I'm going to grab in a fire? Because you're not supposed to be grabbing things, but you know you want to be grabbing stuff.
Yeah.
Anyways,
okay. It is important to me to avoid pain and suffering at all times.
Yeah.
I mean, like physical pain. Like, I don't like to hurt. Like, physically, it's kind of sucks.
I kind of look at that as like you try to avoid conflict a lot, because I know I try to avoid conflict, and I've always been like that.
It's not that I don't like conflict, but I like the element of arguing, or not arguing. I like the element of discussing, like, your points and my points type
thing.
But I feel like suffering at all times.
Like, you are more likely to just like not even try because you're like afraid of failing, is how I view it. Like, you're afraid of failing and feeling shitty about yourself and being upset or like getting hurt. I'm kind of
neutral on that because I feel like sometimes that's when your greatest stuff comes out, is when you're at rock bottom.
That's true.
When you're at rock bottom, you can go nowhere but up. Like, you're already at the bottom. Like, you can't go more bottom. Like, rock bottom is bottom, you know?
Yeah.
I guess I don't find it important to avoid it. I just, like, would rather it not happen. But if it happens, and it's like, all right, like,
if someone else could avoid it for me, that'd be great.
Yeah. I seek out experiences that I know will make me feel happy or excited. Yeah, I do that. Yeah.
Do people put no for that one? Like, do you like to feel happy?
Don't you know what kind of headspace people are in?
That's true.
I seek out experiences that make me scared and anxious.
Like, okay. I mean, maybe like adrenaline junkies or something.
Oh, yeah. But see, and that, then you think about it, like, it just is experiences. It doesn't define the experience. It's like, me skydiving does make me happy and excited.
True, true.
You know? I see the positive in every situation. I try to. I definitely don't try to see the negative.
I have a bad habit with that. Like, I think it's good most of the time, but sometimes I overdo it in situations, and then friends are just like, I just want you to hear me out. Because it's like, I'm always playing, like, devil's advocate. Being like, well, maybe they really meant this.
Yeah. I find myself doing that, too. Kind of like, and sometimes I'll have to say, like, okay, I agree with you, but.
Yeah.
Because sometimes I'll be like, whose side are you on type of comment? And I'm like, well, yours. But I'm trying to tell you, like, there's other pieces of the puzzle you have to consider.
Yeah. Or if, like, something happened, you're like, well, literally, you're like, well, at least blah, blah, blah. Like, you try to see, like, the good thing out of, like, the bad thing that they're upset about.
Yeah.
I used to do that, a lot, and I had to slow down.
I'm not afraid to tell someone when I think they're wrong.
Ooh. Yeah,
that's pretty, like,
That depends on the person for me.
I think I'll always tell someone when I think they're wrong, but I change the way I tell them.
Oh, that's true.
So, like, if they're, like, really close, like, I guess depending on your relationship, I might just be like, I don't know, no. But if I'm not super close to them, I'm like, well, I mean, have you considered this? Or
you go, oh, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah, that's true. Sure. Yeah, that's an idea.
Let me know. Really passive.
So passive aggressive. I let other people make the decisions.
Yeah.
I think it depends on about what, like, where to eat, sure, but, like, life choices?
Yeah, 9 out of 10 times, I'll just let other people decide.
You're like,
It doesn't matter to me. I'm like, I just want to hang out. Like, do what you want to do, like, what makes you happy, and then I'm happy, you know?
That's true. Okay, next page.
Oh.
Do you want to read these?
Yeah, hon. Mine's still loading. 2011 MacBook. Give me a minute. Okay. I think a lot about what will happen in the future.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. That's
for sure. Always. I don't fit in with ordinary people. Well, that's subjective. What the heck?
Yeah. What if, like, for me, ordinary people, like, people who wear their pants backwards? Then that's ordinary for me. It's
like,
not.
Like, you tailor it to however you want.
That's not ordinary for me. I just want everyone to know that. I don't fit in. I feel like I am a pretty...
Yeah.
I don't do anything quirky. Like, I'm not, like...
I don't feel like I don't fit in.
Yeah.
You know? There is rarely a good reason for changing how things are done.
False. Where's that? No. How do I answer that?
Rarely.
There's, like, always good reasons to change how things are done.
Yeah.
Even if things are going really well, sometimes, like, you make a change for the better, and it goes even more.
Yeah. Or someone just has a different perspective than you.
Yeah. Change is good. Change is scary, but it's good.
It's true. I always finish my chores. Oh. No.
What are chores?
What are we? 10? No. Just kidding.
I mean, I'll just say, like, I'll put that as, like, my to-do list. I always finish my to-do list. And that is a, like, a neutral, because it will, if I don't do something, it'll bother me, because I like to highlight
Yeah, like, mark it off.
And it'll bother me until I do it. Because then I, like, I'll move it. Like, if it's on Monday, I'll move it to Tuesday. Then I'll move it to Wednesday until I do it. And,
So you eventually get it done?
Yeah. So, like, I guess I don't always finish my chores on the day that I say I'm going to do them.
Mm-hmm.
But I do finish them eventually.
That's good.
I always put neutral.
Sometimes I don't.
Like that, the lost
sometimes
god.
I'm just like, oh, well, it doesn't matter now. I am always trying to be a better person. Yeah.
Accurate.
I think I'm always trying to work on myself. I like to be around people who I can help. Yeah.
I mean, it depends, though. Like, I don't like to be around people who, like,
constantly need
a lot of help.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds bad, but, like, I love helping people, but, yeah, it is a draining thing to help people, which is why people whose whole, like, careers are built around helping those, like, who need severe help, like, that's such a godsend, because not everyone can do that. Like, I can't. I'm not.
Yeah.
But
I even think with, like, friends, it's like I always want to help my friends, but that can't be, like, our whole relationship.
Yeah. Yeah. It can't. Yeah. Like, you're very dependent. Like, oh, my God, help me. Oh, my God, help me. Like, girl.
We talked about this in our toxic friendship episode, guys.
Which is episode something, like, 5, 7.
4. Six, yeah.
7, 9, 10, 11.
12. It's titled. You'll find it. I like to feel that I am an important person in my social groups.
Oh, that's accurate.
Yeah.
People might say that's cocky, but whatever. I like to feel like I'm important. Like, I like to feel that if I'm not there, they'd be like, oh, where's Candace?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if that makes me, like, a narcissist. I don't know. I just, it's a good feeling.
You want people to care and to think about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is important to me to be successful.
Accurate.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't everyone want to be successful, though? I have always felt different from other people.
I am, like, a wild child.
I'm so different. I'm a free spirit. I mean, technically, I am different than other people.
Yeah.
Like, but I feel like I get along with other people.
I mean, I guess it's, like, I don't know, I'm neutral. Like, I don't feel not different, but, like, I am different. Like,
yeah. I like to analyze things from every angle.
Yeah, okay. I do that. I do not hesitate to call people out when they're behaving badly. Slightly accurate, yeah.
Yeah, same.
I go along with what other people want.
Yeah. I feel like we just answered all these questions.
People should follow the rules instead of doing what they feel like doing. What? Okay.
That's definitely situational based.
Yeah.
I still feel like breaking the law and stealing stuff, but, I mean, rules can be kind of lame sometimes.
Well, especially if a rule is, like, not benefiting the person, then I feel like...
Yeah. If the rule is stupid, don't follow it.
Yeah. If you think the rule is dumb, then it doesn't apply to you. Hence where we are right now.
Yeah, 2020.
That's the slogan of the year. If you think it's dumb, it doesn't apply to you. Okay. Gosh. Okay. Yeah. I can clearly visualize what can happen in the future. What? No, I can't. No one knows that.
Are you clairvoyant?
Is that what you're asking me? What kind of quiz is this?
Takes you to a whole other page.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I cannot clearly visualize because every day my mind is changing about something. So I feel like my future is constantly just like a blur of... could be's, you know, what ifs.
Yeah, true. Mm-hmm.
Okay, average people often find me a bit weird.
I don't think so.
This verbiage is just okay. Average people, I don't think they would find me weird. I think they would find some of the things I do weird. Does that make me weird?
No, because I feel like everyone is like everyone does like something that's kind of weird, but like overall, are you just like usually weird and kind of like an outsider and don't go with the normal flow of society standards?
I don't want to be like, I'm pretty normal person, but like, I mean, everyone, like you said, everyone has their little quirks, but like mine aren't. Like, you need to look at me, you don't think, oh yeah, she's a weirdo. You know those people, you just look at them, you're like,
no,
you're probably going to be weird. I still talk to those people, because I'm like, just because you're
weird, nice,
you're not fun, but,
yeah,
you know. I spend time trying to discover and correct my faults and weaknesses. I do not. I find my strengths and I go on that. Not time to be talking about weaknesses. I mean, I'm aware of my weaknesses, but that's like, once I learn that I'm weak at something, either I'll get someone else to do it, or I'll just gear myself more towards my strengths.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And there's like this whole, I feel like people, like, it's not new, like people say, like, why spend time on developing your weaknesses to become slightly good when you can develop your strengths to become like exceptional?
Wow, yeah, snaps.
So I don't really, I mean, correct my faults, like if I messed up somewhere, I might be like, oh my bad, let me try to fix it. But like, I'm not going to like spend time.
And it's okay if you like, you know that you kind of lack in a certain area and you just want to kind of improve.
Yeah.
But definitely do channel most of your energy into your strength.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you have to offer in the world.
You're not like, oh my God, but look at my weaknesses. They're kind of good. Tell me if you get a job like that, please.
My weaknesses is that I have no weaknesses.
People are like, my weakness is that I'm a perfectionist. It's like, okay.
Get out.
My weakness is that I care too much about getting the job done. Like, all right. I'm sure. Okay. I hold myself to high standards. Yes.
Yeah.
I am a natural caretaker.
Yeah, definitely me.
Well, yeah, you won like mom friend like 3 years.
I did. I'm definitely the mom friend. I basically raised my nieces for a whole year.
It's just natural. I feel like it's just natural to be like, oh, come here. Let me take care of you. Stop. You don't know.
You don't know.
Your mom.
Sit down. Your mom.
Okay, I want people to admire me.
Ooh. Like, I don't want people to not admire me, you know?
I mean, I guess slightly accurate. Like, I want people to be like, whoa, she did it.
Like, yeah. Cool. Like, it'd be nice.
Yeah.
But I'm not stressing over it.
Yeah. I want to achieve a lot in my life. I do.
Yeah.
If I am honest, I'm just making my own question now. Okay, if I am honest, I feel that I am a bit better than other people.
I mean, out of like 7 billion people in this world, yeah, I think I'm better than some other people.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's nothing wrong with feeling like whatever your definition of better is than other people. Like,
yeah, it's not necessarily like narcissistic, it's just like, you take pride and you're confident in yourself.
Yeah, and it's just kind of just being realistic. Like, I know for a fact I'm better than some people.
Mm-hmm.
And I know for a fact I'm worse than some people. So, like,
exactly.
I'm not saying I'm the best. Like, but if I'm like, I'm better than everybody in every single way, and I'm the best person on this planet. No.
Yeah.
Pretty mediocre person.
It doesn't say the best, it says a bit better.
Yeah. Like, I like how they said that.
A higher scale.
Just a little bit better.
Like, I get up just a few hours earlier than you.
Yeah.
A little better.
I go on a run. So that makes me slightly better than people who don't. Like, what?
I eat a fruit this week. I'm doing pretty good.
Thin grapes. 9 more than you. Okay. I don't know why I would say I'm vegan. That automatically makes a person better than you. If a person is vegan, then they're just better than you already. Like,
oh, you consume animal suffering? Wow.
Couldn't be me.
Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, God. Nothing wrong with being vegan, guys.
Yeah, it's great. Me and Katie also both really enjoy a lot of vegan food and like tofu.
Yeah.
Katie makes really good tofu. Okay. I'm an unusual sort of person. Oh my god, guys. I mean, I'm not unusual. I don't think so. I don't feel like I am.
I'm pretty neutral because that's super subjective. Like, I don't know.
I hope you guys are answering these questions too, like in your head or, you know.
Yeah.
Or maybe like, you should pause us, go catch up to where we are. We're on the fourth page, and then like
you take it with us. Yeah,
that'd be fun. At least we can't hear any of your commentary, but that's okay. They still have fun with us.
It'd be fun. Okay, are you ready?
Yeah.
I often make changes in my life when things get boring.
Yes.
Yeah, you rearranging your room 7 times. Oh my god.
Remember that one time when I lived in the last apartment I lived in, and you came over, and then like I bought pizza for us, and we just like sat there and rearranged my room like all day.
That was fun though.
You guys, I would call Katie for pretty much almost anything. Like, hey, I want to cut off all my hair. Can you come over? Yeah, sure. Hey, I want to rearrange my room. Can you come over? Yeah, sure. Hey, I want ramen. Can you come over? Yeah, sure. Like, just pretty much any reason to come over.
Yeah. You'd be like, can you help me bury this body? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure. Right.
Freeze it first, then put it through the wood chipper.
Yeah.
Remember when you fell and we had to do the ice bath?
Oh my god, that was the worst.
I had to go out and buy like all these bags of ice for you.
Oh my god, my body hurt so freaking bad. Like, I never felt that type of soreness, but it's because I fell down my stairs in my apartment.
So funny. I don't know why it's so funny.
I fell down the stairs, and I think my body, like, tensed up. Like, you know, in car accidents, like, your body tenses up, which causes you sore. So I think my body just, like, tensed to the extreme when I was falling down these stairs. And so my body was, I had to call out of work. My body was so sore. Like, I couldn't, like, it hurt. Everything just hurt.
Oh, so funny.
Oh, man.
Anyways. I tend to be more optimistic with most people. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty accurate.
If I'm being, like, pessimistic about things, I'm just, like, not in a good mood. Like, that's, like, my telltale sign.
Yeah, that's true.
I tell people what I think, even if it's hard to hear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for the most part.
I feel like I tell people, same with the other question, like, I'll tell you what I think, I'll just change the way I tell you.
Yeah.
I'll still tell you.
Like, if you're, like, the closer you are, the more you'll lay into them.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
I would rather follow the group than push for what I want.
No.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am. Like, I'll speak up about my opinion, but it's, like, I just don't care enough.
Yeah, you're like...
It's not that I'm, like, afraid to, like, push for what I want. I just, like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, you're like, as long as everyone's happy, then...
Yeah, we're just, like, hanging out. I feel most comfortable in organizations with a clear hierarchy. Like, who's leading this place?
I mean, to be fair, though, sometimes that is, like, I do look for that. Like, oh, we just don't got no leader. Like, we just all do whatever we want or what? Like, what are we doing?
I feel like in that case, I usually kind of start taking over. I'm like, no one's going to step up. All right, this is what we're going to do then. I'm going to make the rules.
Like, I'm the captain now.
I mean, I think, isn't that kind of like human nature for there to be a leader? And so you're more likely to be comfortable in that?
Mm-hmm.
I am an unusually unique person.
Oh my gosh. Ask unusually, me this one more time.
It's like, but, are you super quirky?
But it's like, unique is already an unusual person. So to be unusually,
it's like even unique, more.
You're like a freaking unicorn. And I don't understand. Like
weird and...
I mean, I'm not an unusual, I feel like I'm a usually unique person.
I'm like an averagely unique person.
Like a moderate to average. Yeah. And that's me.
Exceptionally average. I set ambitious goals for myself.
Yeah, you
definitely do.
My goals are pretty, like, freaking outrageous. Like, you guys don't get to hear what I text Katie, like, okay, what about this? And she's like, yeah, but, like, we're both, I don't have a job. Like, okay.
That sounds good, but.
What money?
I am an important member of my social groups.
I feel like I am.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like I am, because then I wouldn't be, like, a part of my social group, right?
It's kind of like, are you, like, a main girl, or, like, one of the people that just kind of, like, sit with them at the table, like, a shrugger type? Mm. Are you, like, the one that gets, like, walked off the sidewalk when it's, like, too narrow, and you get pushed to the back? Or are you, like, the one that's, like, in the middle, or, like,
around the middle? That makes sense.
I have many ways of avoiding situations that get me down. Many ways of avoiding situations that get me down. So you have ways to avoid situations that'll make you sad. Or, like, bring your spirits down. You have ways, like, going to the movie. Like, I mean, I don't avoid situations that make me sad because I don't know they're going to happen. They just happen.
Yeah, that's true. I'm putting neutral for that one because I do. Like, I have, like, certain artists that I'll, like, listen to.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like,
they're on some BTS Just One Day. And
ugh.
Just feel better. Yes. If you guys haven't heard that song, then you guys should listen to that song. It's my favorite song by BTS to this day.
Mine too.
Even after all their new things they put out, like, that it'll still be my favorite song forever.
Yeah, nothing hits the same.
It literally is going to be the piano version is, like, the song I want to walk down the aisle to.
Oh my god, I was just about to say the same thing.
Gary, get out of my brain.
Honestly, though, that'd be really pretty.
Mm-hmm. It's so, the Spotify one is so, I, like, love it. Like, it puts me, my kids will listen to it, put them to sleep. They won't know. I make alliances with people who can help me stay safe and secure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did that in 8th grade or in 7th grade. Actually, no, it was 6th grade. It was actually middle school. I made friends with the, like, all of the, like, cholas, like the gangster girls in middle school.
Yeah.
Because then they would I would never have to worry about, like, them trying to, like, fight me for whatever stupid reason that they would fight people for.
Yeah, I got to make your connections.
Yeah, I made my alliances, and they're like, oh, they'd call me Candy, which I hate that as a nickname, just because, like, it's just like, no, like, Candace is fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Candy, but they would all call me Candy, and I would just let them, because I'm like, yeah, heck yeah, I'm Candy, what's up, it's me, Candy girl, like, don't fight me.
You gotta give it a little bit.
Yeah, I had to swallow a little bit of pride there, just
for your protection. Candy.
Yeah. Okay, I'm often looking ahead towards what is coming next. Yeah.
Yeah.
A little too much sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That it? That's the last one.
Okay, get my results.
All right.
I'm nervous. Ooh.
I know. I'm all sweaty. They're all sweaty. Okay, the graph below shows how you scored for each of the 9 types of Enneagrams. In this graph, the area of each section indicates your score, with the larger section being a better match for your personality. Okay. Holy Jesus Christ. Okay.
What's your biggest one?
My biggest one, I think, is 3. What, 3?
Uh-huh. Mine's 2.
My primary type is 3. But 7 and 8. Well, 8 is my next biggest one.
Wow.
How do I... Okay.
Keep scrolling down and I'll tell you about it.
Oh, okay, cool. So I'm...
What's the first one?
I'm a 81% match for 2.
Really? I'm a 98% match for 2.
Wow. And it says 2 can be described as the giver. 2s want to be liked and find ways that they can be helpful to others so that they can be loved and belong.
Hmm. Okay. But see, in the past, I've been a 9. Oh. And that's, like, one of my lowest ones, which is the peacemaker.
I'm 98% match for type 3.
Oh, so that's your biggest one?
Yeah, so the achiever. Three wants to be successful and admired by other people. They are very conscious of their public image. Yeah, sounds about right. Which is funny because I did the other personality quiz, the other really popular one, and I was also the achiever on there. Because that one, you could be like the architect. On that one, I'm the protagonist.
I'm the campaigner.
Mm.
Which I don't know what it means anymore, but that's just what I am. Scroll down to your personality superpower.
Personality superpower?
Where it like kind of like blocks some of them off because you got to pay for it.
Oh, we're not doing that. Personality superpower. Enthusiasm.
Ooh, mine's caretaking.
That kind of like really sums up, I feel like, like at least in our relationship.
Yeah.
Well, you do take on more of the caretaking role, and I'm like on crack about, I'm on happy crack, you know?
You're fired up about something, yeah. This week's Boss Ass Bitch is Jamila Jamil.
Yeah.
Hope I'm saying that right. I'm a bitch, I'm a boss, I'm a bitch and a boss, I'm a shine like a Most people, I think, know her from The Good Place. She plays, what is her name? Oh, she plays Tahani in The Good Place. I don't know if you've ever seen the show.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where I first got to know her. But she's from London, so I think she kind of created a name for herself over there first as like a TV host. She models, she acts. She's pretty cool. But her biggest thing, because as a child, up until like the age 17, she struggled with anorexia. Mm-hmm. And she ended up getting like in a car accident, which kind of helped, like basically forced her to kind of like face her problems with her body images. And so now she's like a huge activist, and she'll call out celebrities and brands that basically make women feel bad about their bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on her Instagram the other day, and people, I guess, now send her stuff. They're like, oh my God, look at this. Like, you got to, like, call this person out. And they were, what she was talking about was a picture of Kim Kardashian in, like, one of her corsets. Like, she wasn't calling Kim K out about it, but I think she was saying the fact that you guys, like, people can recognize that.
Yeah.
Like, her job is already done. And I think that's pretty great. Like, she's encouraging women to kind of see the truth and kind of not always go towards social norms. And like, if Kim K wants to wear a corset, she totally could. And I think that's kind of what she was saying. But she's like, if you can recognize that that's not for you, then great.
We're going to enter this phase, I feel, very soon, where less and less, there's going to be more and more people talking about body positivity. Because that was like, mm-hmm. 3 years ago, that was very like not common. Like, the people that were talking about body positivity, like, you didn't know of them, you didn't hear them, like, they weren't as popular, weren't as famous. And now I feel like it's coming up everywhere, where it's like people are breaking those norms of this like skinny, you know. And nothing against, if you're naturally skinny or if that's what you attain to be, like, nothing against people. Like, I don't also, like, I feel like body shaming goes both ways. Like, you could body shame someone who is bigger, you could body shame someone who is smaller. Like, it doesn't matter. But I think what's so nice about her is that she's kind of showing that you can be a person of status or a person with a bigger platform and speak out on these things that a few years ago would have been, like, career damaging. Because a few years ago, like, image was everything. Now you have people making a career based off of being bigger or, you know, being whatever, XYZ.
True.
And so, like, it's really nice to, like, I see a change happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's going to be a lot of good, especially, like, for my sister, who is now, like, a young adult, kind of a teen.
Right, in high school.
In America. Like, I love the fact that she's hopefully going to be able to, like, go through high school seeing more acceptance of different body types. Because, like, even just, like, when I was going through high school, it wasn't that, like, diverse. Like, yeah, I know changes were happening, and I'm sure it was a lot worse the further you go back. But, like, now it's almost like people are being celebrated for being, whatever body they're in. And that's
different.
Really, yeah. I think, special. And the fact that she's using her platform and speaking up on things like this to kind of show people, like, just because you don't have, or just because you have a following doesn't mean you have to follow everyone. Like, you can have a following and still state what you believe to be true.
Right. And Jamila, she had a really great quote on the article that I found about her. It was, "Would you tell your friend that she would be funnier, smarter, or a better person if she were more toned? Would you tell her she didn't deserve love or happiness because she had cellulite or some wrinkles? Would you tell her it didn't matter how much she had achieved because she didn't have a thigh gap and that she is a failure in life and a waste of space for not looking like a doll? Then why would you say it to yourself?" And so I think she's very about body positivity and, like, you got to be your own friend, your own cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
Just love yourself.
Mm-hmm. I've always said how you talk to yourself matters.
Yes, and, like, it definitely did.
If you consistently tell yourself, like, "Oh my gosh, like, I'm so fat, I'm ugly, I'm fat," like, well, like, that, mm-hmm. like, you know, yeah, no one can, like, yeah, it's you, it's the way you feel, whatever, but, like, that plays a big role in how you view yourself. And I know, like, sometimes my family thinks it's, like, weird or, like, I guess funny. They'll take it as a joke. Like, sometimes when I look in the mirror, like, I'll be like, "Wow, you're so pretty." Like, I'll say it to myself and I'll say it out loud because,
yeah,
how I speak to myself matters. And I know that even if it's just mm-hmm. me saying it to myself, it still kind of makes me be like, "Oh, like, okay." Like, you know, if you're to look yourself in the mirror and be like, "Oh my God, you're ugly. Look at this. This jiggles. Like, people can tear themselves apart, but, like, what good does that do for your self-esteem? Yeah. What good does that do for you as a person? Like, it doesn't fix anything. So, like, why would you say mm-hmm. that to yourself? You know?
And it's going to affect your mindset and the way that you view other things as well. So if you're constantly, like, hating on yourself when you look at yourself in the mirror, you know, you're going to start being negative about everything around you.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a difference. That's why people have, like, those manifestation or mantras, I should say, where people, like, will repeat the same mantra every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Because your brain will take it. Whether you believe it or not at first, if you just stick with it, you will see a change in your outlook in life.
Mm-hmm. That's just why I think we need more people like Jamila.
Yeah. She's pretty amazing. Mm-hmm. She's really pretty. Yeah. I love her hair. I've always been obsessed with her hair.
Thank you guys for this episode. I know it's slightly different than, like, I guess choosing a topic and talking about that topic.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun. And now you guys
learned something.
Yeah, we know a little bit more about our personality. And for those who don't know us personally, you guys kind of learned a little bit about our personality. And let us know what your personality type is, because we would love to know. But other than that, just join us next week because,
oh my gosh,
we are going to be, but, like, this like podcast just gives you, like, whiplash. Like, you're like, "We're here, now we're here, now we're here." Next week, we're going to be diving into America's royal family. And we're not talking about the Trumps, we're talking about the Kardashians.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, let's be honest. They're pretty much the closest thing that we have to royalty here, which is sad too because the reality is TV stars. But I mean, whatever. It's what it is. It is what it is.
That's a good representation of America, though. If the Kardashians are our royalty,
yeah. But I mean, we're gonna go over all of that and, like, our opinions and things like that. It's just gonna be a really fun episode because it's always fun talking about the Kardashians. Whether you like them or not, they're such an interesting group of people. So
yeah.
Join us next week as we talk about that, the Kardashians, and thank you for listening.
Yeah. So if this episode made you laugh or smile, don't forget to show us some love and share us with your friends and family. If you want to help us out a little more, you can find a link to our listener support on our Instagram page. Podcasting is free, but running our brand isn't. So anything that helps us continue putting out amazing content for you would be greatly appreciated.
And you can always follow us on IG at WelpWeTried, Welp with an H, to stay up to date on future episodes and just anything, like, else that we have going on. If there's something you really want to hear us chat about, then slide into our DMs or just leave a comment under any post and we'll see what we can do. Again, all the opinions in our podcast are just that, opinions. So if they match with yours, that's awesome. But if not,
well, we tried.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.